Hello, everybody. I am recording this with a full house with all of us, including Bamba, my wonderful co-therapist who is in training. And the door is closed and she makes a lot of noise. So I apologize if you're going to hear her barking through it all, or any one of the other members of my family that makes life noises in other rooms of my house. These are challenging times, and I have spoken to many friends and family members and clients and other clinicians, and everyone are struggling to maintain a sense of certainty in times of uncertainty. And I'm writing a blog about ideas of how to manage this time of high stress, and explaining the complexity of being a trauma survivor, which is the majority of people to a certain degree, or people that have been exposed to other times of chronic stress. Everything is resurfacing right now. And like all of you, or most of you at least, I struggle too. And I wrote the blog trying to come up together with a list of things that works for me and maybe will be helpful for other people, mostly people that approach me, my clients, or anyone that is in need and maybe will find this valuable. So this is an exercise of grounding and visualization of a safe space. You will need a white A4 paper after this exercise is over, and some crayons and or markers or something to use for notes or scribble or whatever comes up from this. And more instructions will be followed with the written text that will come on my site or on the post or on this blog or whatever. So for now, I would like to invite you to sit comfortably as much as you can at this moment. You can lie down on the floor or lean on the wall or anything that feels right to you at this moment. If at any point you will feel uncomfortable, I would like to ask you to open your eyes and stand up and stretch and do the reset exercise that's going to be in the blog, or just jump a little bit and stretch, raise your legs, do some jumping jacks. It will call your vestibular stimulation inside your ear to basically reset your nervous system. And then if you take a few breaths afterwards, it's like you're inviting the parasympathetic nervous system to engage and to calm the sympathetic nervous system, the one that is in charge on stress, to calm down. Things are okay. If it doesn't work once, do it again, or do it again. And it's and soon, usually I it works after the first time. So let's begin. Find whatever position that is comfortable for you. And allow the floor or chair, whatever you're sitting or lying on, to hold you. And I want to invite you to try and close your eyes. If it doesn't work for you right now, try and do that later. You can always keep your eyes open if it doesn't work for you as well. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and out. 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Feel the bottom part of your body resting while all your weight is anchored to the floor, to the chair, to whatever it is you're leaning on. And breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. The tip of your toes are relaxed. Your knees are relaxed. Your thighs are relaxed. Your hips are relaxed. Your lower buttocks is relaxed. Your pelvis is relaxed. Your buttocks is relaxed. Your lower chest is relaxed. Your middle back is relaxed. Your chest is relaxed. Your upper back is relaxed. Your shoulders are relaxed. All the tension around your shoulders slowly, slowly melts. Your lower neck is relaxed. The back of your neck is relaxed. Your throat is relaxed. Your chin is relaxed. Your jaw is relaxed. Your teeth are relaxed. Your tongue is relaxed. Your lips are relaxed. Your cheeks are relaxed. Your nose is relaxed. Your eyes are relaxed. Your eyebrows are relaxed. Your ears are relaxed. Your forehead is relaxed. The back of your head is relaxed. The top of your head is relaxed. Your hair is relaxed. Breathe in 2, 3, 4. Out 2, 3, 4. In 2, 3, 4. Out 2, 3, 4. In 2, 3, 4. And out 2, 3, 4. In 2, 3, 4. And out 2, 3, 4. In your mind, notice their colors around you. Imagine you're walking among these colors. Continue walking until you feel a sense of expansion in your body and you feel that you've reached a safe space. You will know you reached your safe space when the colors feel just right for you. If the colors don't feel right, move forward and continue walking. Walk along the path until you find the right colors and you sense an expansion in your body, like it's easier to breathe and the body is more rested. Breathe in 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4. In 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4. In 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4. Rest with all the colors that feel comfortable and a sense of expansion is dominant in your body. If it doesn't feel like expansion, continue walking until you find the right colors for you. And when you do, take a deep breath in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. In, 2, three, four, and out, two, three, four, in, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four, in, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. I will count until 10, and then when I reach 10, I invite you to open your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I invite you to slowly sit up, open your eyes, and when you're ready, take the sheet of paper and the art materials, the crayons, or the markers, and portray your safe space. Focus on the expression of what you experience. It's a smear of colors, a few dots, lines and dots, a scribble. It's not about the artistic product, but the ability to take whatever it is that was imagined inside of you, outside, to the paper. Take about 5 minutes to do that. And if you have more time, take up to 15 minutes and do that. You can use different colors, different art materials, whatever works for you. And follow the instructions that is in the blog that follows in writing. Thank you for listening.